Hello, you lovely lot. I wanted to take a moment to share an exciting announcement with you all. I will be doing a live show for Happy Mum, Happy Baby at the Podcast Show in London on the 22nd of May. This will be a live episode of this very podcast featuring me and a very special, soon to be announced, guest. Get ready for a candid conversation, unfiltered truths, laughs, invaluable non-judgmental advice, and lived experiences. Dive into the complexities of parenting while juggling work, relationships, and personal growth. And we'll be talking beyond the baby years. As well as the live episode, the show will also include a Q&A with both me and my guest. Tickets go on sale this Friday the 26th of April at 10 a.m, but anyone who is part of the Happy Mum Happy Baby newsletter will be getting early access to tickets on Wednesday the 24th of April at 10 a.m. To sign up to the newsletter and for more information about the event, please head to happymumhappybaby.com/events. I can't wait to see you there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And welcome to a brand new episode of Happy Mum, Happy Baby, the podcast. Today's guests are two of, I would say, the most joyous family on YouTube ever. Aww. They're full of laughter and love and music and fun. As I say, it's the mum and the dad. It's Tay and Shan.
Ooh.
Cubs, yay. It's the Cubs family! I feel like it's basically the bosses. Not really.
I don't think we're the bosses. I think the kids are the bosses and we just kind of follow their lead.
You're along for the ride.
That was an amazing intro.
Thank you. Yeah. Lovely intro. Thank you.
You're
so
just
much.
So full of joy, though. You know what I mean? As a family,
It's
a very organic joy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You can tell that you actually really enjoy being together.
Yeah.
No one is forced to do anything.
No.
Yeah.
If you feel the joy watching it.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That
thank
nice.
You. Yeah.
Also, I like the fact that you don't try and make it all perfect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a realness to your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I think everyone relates to.
Yes.
I'm glad that it's actually shown the way we want it to be shown. I'm really pleased.
Yeah.
It's just real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect is definitely not us. We're not. Yeah.
But that's a relief. Don't you think that's a relief? If you were perfect, if you had painted yourself as like to be these perfect parents and then when everything goes a trifle awry, you wouldn't be able to manage that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, putting yourself in that place where, no, this is us, that's a nice thing to be.
What you see is what you get. Yeah. That's what it is right now.
Yeah. Like even you were saying about your drive to school today was full of music.
It was just full of music. That's what we do. I love kind of playing music, just letting the kids just be free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just singing, dancing.
And it always puts you in a good mood if you have music on. It does it. Even if you feel tired in the morning, you wake up, you hear someone singing upstairs and you're like, okay, let's just start the day.
To be fair, I'm a morning person. I'm really loud. Some days, they tell me to be quiet.
I'm not so much a morning person. But
first thing in the morning, music's loud. And really? I can't function without music.
See, I don't mind music, but not like blasting at 7 o'clock. Let's just ease ourselves into it a little bit.
My husband at the moment keeps putting on, I don't know what it is, like, it's called something on Spotify, it's called something like French cafe music, and it's really like quite light and a bit jaunty, I would say.
Is that in the morning?
In the morning, it's like we're in a cafe.
That's nice.
I should try that. It's really good.
Nice. Chill.
I feel like it'd be nice and chilled to start your day. Music,
he goes through different themes, like different times. Now it's in this French mode. Before it was quite a Hawaiian playlist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when the rock starts, you might be in a bit of trouble.
Well, that's when we get in the car. Thankfully, everyone gets to pick a song.
Yeah.
And I'm relieved when they go to the E.T. soundtrack, because at least then we'll just, you know.
Relax, okay.
Yeah.
Our one's really old school, isn't it?
Yeah.
We play really old songs, like 70s and stuff, and that's my fault. Old school Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, like TJ's four, and he'll be like, oh, George Benson. And yeah, I'm like, four? You're four? What is that?
Yeah. But they love it. They do love it.
What was your childhood like? Did you have a lot of music in your childhoods?
I think both of us did.
Yes.
And that's from like both the same dad's sides.
Yes.
Oh, really? Isn't
it? Yeah.
My dad was exactly like me, playing loud music. Mm. We just love music. We just love music. We're always singing and dancing for no actual reason. There was never a reason for us to party. It was just a party, innit?
I can actually co-sign that, because yeah. I've known you since I was 12. So yeah, every time yeah. I'd go round, it was like, yeah, party time. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, they're so fun.
Like, what are we celebrating here? Like, nothing. We're just happy.
I love families yeah. like that. I have a friend who they'll say they're having a party
yeah.
and it's just the four of them.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. they're having a party.
It yeah. was a party and yeah. his mum would cook food. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys are like, party every day. Like,
no
this
reason.
Is a vibe.
Love it.
Really?
So I just kept going back.
Yeah. And that's what I kind of do now with my family. I feel like every day, not every day, but there's like, we just sit there and we just party. Just have a good
and
time.
If the music's
why not?
Off, everyone's like, oh,
what's going
what are
on?
We doing today?
Quiet. You know, so it's, yeah, that's how we bond anyway. We just sing and dance together.
Did you have a lot of siblings?
Yes. There is altogether, there's seven of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so six boys, one girl.
And then mine is just
six
three.
Boys, yeah.
Six
boys, oh
and the
gosh.
Last one
the
is
last
a girl.
The last one's a girl. She's oh, a twin.
The last
a twin.
Gosh.
A twin of a boy, yeah. So it's interesting. Very interesting.
So they still couldn't just have their girl. They had a
had
boy
to have
as
a boy
well.
And just...
They had to have
the girl
boy.
Was the cherry on top.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my baby sister there. But
oh
yeah, there is a lot
gosh.
Of
gosh,
yeah.
And so much energy that must be. I've got three boys who are 9, 7 and 5. And the energy that comes with three boys is unreal.
Yeah.
Six of them.
Six. Listen, and we're all 2 years
two
apart.
2 years apart.
As well, so.
I used to ask him, I'm like, how did your mum do bath time? Because, like, did you just do all of them at the same time? Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 years apart, because you can't leave one unattended. And
no. So mine was 2 years apart, obviously, but then she kept going.
Yeah. I think it's an amazing thing. Obviously, I keep telling her, I want to have another child.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's not... Yeah,
this is the look
to.
Of a woman who that is
I'm
in.
Just like...
Because I come from a big family, so I really yeah. want a lot of kids.
He said two more. That's what shocked me. I was like, two more?
5 or 6.
Well, so you've got twins running your family.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel like, you know, you're treading on thin ice here.
But, you know,
you might just get two at once.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm still working on it. We're still working on it. We'll see what we can...
But 3 years a big family. It's still but compared to your seven. Yeah.
What is? They're getting big so quick.
Yeah.
So now we're like, they're going to grow up.
Oh, so you don't want them to grow?
I don't want them to grow, no. So I want to keep having, you know,
so there's always a baby in the house?
Yeah.
So then I'd never have a life. I had a baby every 2 years.
They are our life. So, they, you know, we enjoy having them around and stuff. But
yeah. In comparison then, how was yours?
There's only three of us. I'm right. the only girl. So my dad is very much like Tay's dad. Very music and fun and just jokey. So it was like Tay's, but maybe on a smaller scale. Not yeah. so many people. We're very, very close. Like we exactly the way my family is now. That's how we were. We'd sit together, play music, yeah. chill out. Yeah,
I think it was
kind of strange being a teenager wanting to be around your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, are you coming out? I'm like, no. And then I'm with my mum and dad. It's weird looking back at it.
Because they're fun.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're fun. They're fun parents. So it was easy for us to come and get together because our family was already the same.
Yeah.
So it wasn't nothing awkward. It was like, oh, okay, we're exactly the same. Our dads speak.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Our mum and dad, well, our mums are also the same as well. So...
Did you both live near each other?
We went to school in the same area, not too far.
Her school was 2 minutes from my secondary school.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's how we kind of met, isn't it? All met on the bus, but yeah, on the way to school.
I think you met me on the bus. I didn't meet you. He saw me
before.
All right. Yes. Before I noticed
it. Yeah. I saw her a few times before I actually got the confidence to go and speak to her. But,
yeah. So you were 12?
Yeah.
Did you start dating at 12?
I'd say friends. Because when you look back, we just spent time together. We talked, we laughed, and we'd watch like TV shows and just stay on the phone.
I knew.
So I don't know.
I
those
that.
Long Puppy conversations
that on the house phone. Yeah.
Oh, but what? And then your mum would pick up the other phone. Yeah. Okay,
get off the phone now. Yeah, your mum would do that.
My mum would do that. My mum would do
She's
that.
Just like, hello. And I'm like, oh.
But I think the whole time I knew I wanted her to be my girlfriend. Oh, you know, I was scared.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. What does a girlfriend do? What do you do with a girlfriend? Like, I'm so young. I heard about it, this girlfriend thing. But, you know, so I would want to be for my girlfriend.
You said we're like girlfriend and boyfriend, but.
No one actually asked me.
I guess it was puppy love.
Yeah, it was puppy love, but I think you asked me out, isn't it?
So we debate this quite a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't. I think I was just very, I just wanted an answer. I think I didn't have any more credit left on my phone.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, ask your boyfriend to buy you credit. And I was like, buy me credit then.
I was like, I'm your boyfriend now. Okay, and that was it. So that was a question, right?
I mean, I guess it was a team effort. Yeah. You could have said no.
And then, yeah, he's been a roller coaster since then.
Yeah.
Since the age of 12.
Yeah.
Wow. When did it start getting more serious? When did you kind of go, no, this is...
Do you know when you're younger, you always think
it is serious. Yeah.
Until you get older, you're like, we was kids then. Yeah. But you always think, I feel the day since you said, I knew I was your boyfriend.
Yeah.
For me, it was like, okay, this is serious. Now I have to do what boyfriends do.
Yeah.
I have to walk her to school.
He's brought me to school. Make sure I got there, okay.
Every day of secondary school, I walked her to school. That was my thing. Mm. So I left my boys and we walk her to school, hold hands, and we had some serious conversations, isn't it? Deep conversations at 13, I'm like, So we spoke about the future a little bit, just saying things. Oh, we're going to grow
you
up.
You know
we're going to
so
buy
funny
a house.
You say gonna... that. Yeah. My head teacher knew his name. My head teacher was
really?
Like, yep. And he'd call him by his surname. And I'm like, how does he know him? How does he know that?
So
he's like, where have you been?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh.
I feel like if anyone who knows us will know that,
yeah,
these two from school, everyone saw us walking together all the time. Like,
oh, were we corny?
We was very corny. Yeah. I think
we
so.
Might have been. Yeah. I think we might have been.
Well, I mean, it's worked out. So.
It's worked out, yes.
Too much. Did you, obviously, coming from big families, did you talk about the idea of growing up and having a family of your own?
I don't think we ever did.
No.
Until I was pregnant with Tasia, and then it was like, hold on, wait.
Wait, we've got your family. Yeah.
We're going to be a family, yeah.
Before that, it was just fun and games, cinemas, what's out in the movies, playing on our bikes and stuff. So it was just us having fun.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all we cared about. Then, you got pregnant with Tasia, and then I had to start being serious.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
So how did everyone react to that news?
Oh, big shock. Right. I don't think anyone saw it coming.
Yeah.
I don't think we saw it coming.
How old were you at that point?
I was just about to turn 18.
Right.
So in college, oh my God, I was terrified. It sounds so silly now. I was like, oh, it's never going to happen. That would never happen to me. And it did. And I was like, oh.
But also, when you're older and you understand the fact that if everything goes right, you only have a 30% chance of falling pregnant.
I just couldn't.
At the right, you know. Right.
And the thing is, I would read stuff like and see like, oh, that would never happen. Mm. So the fact that it did, I was just gobsmacked. I was just so terrified. Yeah.
Did you do a test on your own or were you together?
I did it on my own. I just felt so unwell and I just couldn't put my finger on it. I realised that I was late. And then that's when the dots started to connect. And I was like, let me just try and see. And I was with my cousin and I told her and she was like, just do a test.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like in a Chinese restaurant. I went to the toilet. I was with her. I went to the toilet and I came back and I was like, I'm pregnant. And her face just, it was.
And bear in mind, I don't know what's going on right now. They didn't tell me nothing.
I hadn't told him yet.
So I didn't know. So I was still living my best life. I'm just like, nice. And, and then
I called him and he was at dance.
I was a dance show. I used to be a dancer. So let's just skip past that part. So she called me after my show and quiet down and just said, she got something to tell me. She's pregnant. I was on the bus with a lot. I always say this. I was on the bus at the time, a busy bus. So everyone was there. So
having fun.
All my friends are there. And you know when you get a phone call, someone saying, I'm pregnant, you can't say nothing loud in the bus.
You couldn't react.
I couldn't react.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm pregnant. So
And I was like, is he crazy? Like, I've just told him I'm pregnant. And he's like, no worries.
Yeah, it's fine.
Shut me later.
I'll call you back. Okay, no worries. All right, take care, bye. And then it was like, no. So I'm thinking, my chest was pumping. I was like, what do you mean you're pregnant? And
But when he called me back later,
I called about later on when I got home and got my mind right.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean you're pregnant? Dude, I didn't know what to think.
It must have been a massive shock mixed with so many emotions.
Yeah. I think fear was the biggest one for me. I was just so scared. I was like, I haven't finished college. What am I going to do? I'm at my mum's house. I felt like I'm still a child.
Yeah.
I was so scared. And then my mum, I didn't even have to tell her. She just looked at me. She was just like, I don't know how the old school parents do this. But she looked at me and was just like, are you pregnant? And my face dropped because I wanted to tell her. I didn't know how to. So when she said it, she made it a lot easier, to be fair, to deliver that message. And I was like, I don't know. But I knew. She just went, And that was it. She didn't say anything after that. To be fair, I think I was more scared of that because I was like, oh my God, what's coming? What's going to happen? I'm glad she reacted that way, though, because it made me feel really calm.
Yeah.
So when I look back, I'm like, I'm glad she didn't go crazy.
I think that's the best thing about our parents at the time, because I was really scared of my dad's reaction.
Right.
I didn't want to tell him.
My God, his dad was so And my dad is quite lovely. Easy,
you know? Did you turn together?
No. We had to do it separate just in case.
You told your mum, I told your mum, you know where I am.
And that goes. So I was pretending I was sick because I didn't know how to tell him. So I was like in my room the whole time. So I said, let me just call him and tell him. No, I think I was down and he called me. He's like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. He said, no, what's wrong? You're in the room. Is there a problem with Chanel? I was like, yeah. And he goes, what's wrong with her? And I was quiet. He said, is she pregnant? And I was like, my dad has never asked anyone. Yeah, we don't talk about that in my house.
Yeah.
Is she pregnant? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, I'll call you back.
He called me straight away?
No, even like, I think he called me back and just to be like, is that why you're upset?
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Fine. I'm going to call her now. We'll sort it out. Don't worry. Don't tell your mom nothing. I'm going to talk to her. You just stay where you are. I'll sort it out for you.
When I saw his number appear on my phone, my heart was racing. But he was so, so nice to me. I just remember feeling like, oh, we're going to make it. Like, we're going to be okay. He was just like, hello, how are you? Are you okay? And he goes, oh, you know, he's told me, don't worry about it. We're going to talk about it later. You'll get through it. And I just burst into tears. I was like, oh.
And I thought, like, honestly, that for me, it changed everything because I was so scared. And if your parents not behind you, you're by yourself.
I mean, they weren't happy.
No, definitely not.
Like, let's be honest. They weren't happy about the situation, but they were so supportive, like just very, I don't even know the word for it, just calm.
Yeah.
Very calm. They didn't lose it. Yeah, we thought that was going to be the end.
But well, he told me that he wasn't happy about it, but I'm his son, you know, so his job was to look after me. And when I saw him kind of
act that way.
Yeah, I'm going to call Chan's mum. I'm going to sort it out. Don't worry. My dad's got it. I'm cool.
And that says a lot about our state of mind. Like, we were just children. Because we were like, okay, they've got it now.
Yeah, your parents. Yeah.
But these times, they didn't have it because the baby was coming to us. Yeah, so that was another transition. It was just, it was an experience.
And after that, at what point do you think you actually started enjoying the fact that you're pregnant and you're expecting a baby?
I don't think I enjoyed. Really? I don't think I got to, because I felt so... I know it sounds horrible, but I felt really embarrassed at first because I was like, oh my God. And I looked young, so it was worse. So every time I'd get on the bus, you'd feel people looking at you. I didn't feel comfortable. I think maybe until like month 8.
Really?
I was like, you know what? This is going to happen. I have to just, it is what it is now. But that first, even going back to college after Christmas, because then I started to show. So then it was like, oh, Chanel, are you pregnant? And I'm just like, oh my God, please. And one girl literally asked me from across the canteen. I will never forget that. I called him straight away and I was like, can you believe what she just did? And I was so, I just kept pulling my top and I didn't want no one to look at me.
Yeah.
I don't even think I got lunch that day. I just went and I was like, oh, I just want to go home.
But, you know, I think that was when we started bonding more.
Yeah.
Because it felt like everyone was gone.
It was like kind of us against the world, wasn't it? Because I had a lot of friends who invited me places. And because she was pregnant, they didn't invite me. It was more like, oh, he's a dad now, so he's going to be doing like the dad stuff. Let's not invite him. And I was like, wow, you know, I can still go to these places. So, but then it was forced me to kind of say, you know what, it's just me and you now.
Yeah, I think it did force us to kind of have each other's back.
I wonder also if the fact that you both come from families that you are such a hub, those are people that you would choose to be with as well.
Yeah.
Like, you felt that solidarity, I guess.
100%.
That helped you within that. That must be such an isolating place to find yourself when you're going through something that no one else can really relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's such a grown-up thing that the childness of everyone else really shines.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, you know, their immaturity as a headspace, because you're going through it, you have to
grow up.
And there has to be a divide within that.
And I think it's good, actually, because I feel like the best thing about it for me is we're doing it together. We're learning.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been through this. You've never been through this. Let's come together and do it together.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like...
You know, those days, it wasn't like you could just Google something as easy. I didn't have a Google phone. I couldn't Google on my phone.
I can't remember what I had on, but
I'd get books and I'm just like, read this. And I'd highlight parts like, read that bit. That's what's going to happen when I go into labour. And he was like, I'll read it.
And then seeing just small things like I never knew about. You can see the arm in the belly when Tejo's moving in there and stuff. She's like, oh, feel this every night. To be fair, after a while, I got sick of it, actually.
I was
every second, feel this. And I was like, okay, he's a handle. We get it. You're pregnant.
I was so intrigued by it. I'm just like, oh my God, like there's a person there. I don't think I could wrap my head around it properly. Yeah. Like, I'm having a baby. Like, it was strange.
Well, and during that time, did you move in together as well?
No. We stayed at home.
Really?
We just had to go to college. My mum was like, you're going to finish college. So get up, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to go. And we just kind of carried on as normal or as normal as we could, but with like a big life changing event about to happen.
Yeah.
We never expected like all this to come later on. I never knew what I was going into, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was like, you're pregnant, you can have a baby and then that'll be it. But no, it's not.
I don't even think we thought about moving in together at that point. It was it just shows, to be fair. Like, back then, we were just like, we just need to finish college. We need to get what we planned done.
I promised my parents I'll finish college and uni, so that can't change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a focus. So I think that also both kept us very...
That was our goal before anything, to make sure we finish college and uni, then we can move
And then
forward.
It's like, okay, now you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you manage to finish that year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, me,
I didn't, no. I struggled, so I was so sick.
Really?
So I struggled so much, but then I went back and then did it later, yeah.
And how did you feel heading towards a birth? Because I can't even imagine, like, a 17, 18-year-old kind
again,
of your
just
mind.
Fear. But I think also by that point, I was so over being pregnant because I felt sick. I was like, I don't care how painful it is. I just want this baby out because I was sick every day. I just felt awful. I felt so tired.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't realise all of that comes with pregnancy. I just thought, oh, you throw up in the morning, it's done for the day, and you get on with it. So naive. I was sick all day, every day.
For me, I had a different experience. She called me. This is actually crazy. It was my first day of...
I feel like I never actually got the timing right when I called you.
The timing was so off. So she called me and it was my first day in uni. Mm. This is my induction day. So no one knows anyone's name. We're just saying, oh, hi, my name is this, hi, my name is that. So everyone was going around in circles saying their names. It was coming around to me and my phone rang. So when my phone rang, I picked up the phone. I was like, hello. She's like, oh, I'm in labour. So I was like...
No, I was like, oh, I think the baby's going to come.
Yeah.
It's so weird. You know when you play back these stories, it's like, you guys must have made this up. No, like, you couldn't even make this up.
She's like, yeah, I think the baby's coming. So in my mind, you're in labour. I don't know what that means. I don't know how long it takes.
We thought it was going to be like...
coming now.
10 minutes. Hurry up and get here.
So I put my hand up before they comes to me. I was like, hi, sorry, miss. I have to leave. My girlfriend's labour. And everyone then the room was just quiet. Everyone just turned to me. I was like, sorry. So no one even knew what my name was.
They but they knew that the guy that had the baby
induction. So I just got my stuff. I was like, guys, sorry, I got to go. And I left. And I didn't return back to uni until I had a baby. So when I got back, I was like, oh, yeah, what's your name again? Did the baby come?
Yeah.
So that was my experience of that. So
I was just scared. So scared.
Where were you when
I was at home? I think I felt the pain like really early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, it can't be because it would be so much worse than this. And then gradually as the day went on, it just took forever. And I was like, oh my God, I thought I'd be done by now. And then I remember like straightening my hair, like, oh, I'm going to look so nice.
That's the plan. Everyone has a plan how they're going to look when they get in.
I'm going to look so nice and neat for labour. Oh my God, when the time came, I don't even think it was just a hot mess. I was just a hot mess. And
who
I had,
was
like,
there with you?
Tay and my mum.
Yeah.
And I had on like these childlike pyjamas. And I look back and I'm like, I was such a baby. I had like the nightdress on. And I came in and the lady was like, oh, you've still got underwear on, you don't need that. And I was like, ooh.
We were looking back at it, we looked so young as well. Like,
but I think we felt mature.
Yeah.
But looking back, we weren't. But I don't know, maybe we were a bit...
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect.
Wise for our years.
Like, I felt sorry for her because I couldn't do anything. So watching her on the bed and just making noise and being in pain, it's like, you know that you caused this, you know, at some point you caused this, but it's like, you can't do nothing about it. So for me, it was a whole new experience. I'm like, wow, it made me more closer to her.
Yeah.
But this is somebody who's carrying a child. This is a big deal. This is love, you know? Yeah. So
did it make you look at her differently then?
Oh, 1,000,000%, even more. Like, I've already loved her anyway, but it was more, it was like, for someone to carry a child, you get respect all the way. And I was just So I was there all the time. So I was like, so when I see my daughter, in my mind, I think that's when I turned into a man. So I'm like, right, I've got to protect these two. These are my girls.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
So I went straight into kind of like, dad mode. I'm a dad now, mm-hmm. you know, in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I went in there as a boy and I came out as a man. I was like, it's time.
I can't imagine what watching that whole experience, let alone like birthing a child, is like at that age.
Yeah, I think even
back at me at 18, I just don't.
I think even after my daughter came, we sat there, just me, her, and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, we got a child. Oh my God, we kept saying it. Like, okay, so like,
we just stared at her
for a long time.
There's that surreal moment, isn't it? It happens when your child is placed and you're just like, whoa.
I'm getting hot even thinking about it. God, that's such a memory. I forgot about that.
So what do we do now? Okay, we have a baby now, so like, what's next?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've got to bring her home, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we've got to do something. We've got to buy her clothes and stuff. So it was a whole new experience for us and it was nice, man.
Yeah. Did you know that you were having a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we found out at the 20-week scan. And we were like, let's just find out and see so we can prepare. I don't think we even had a preference at that point. Yeah. We just didn't think.
You had a name though. Once you knew.
I had a boy's name and I had a girl's name. So either way, we know what this baby's going to be called.
Yeah. And how did you feel when she was in your arms?
I don't even know if I can describe it. It kind of felt like it was an out-of-body experience. So I'm looking at myself.
Mm.
I'm a mum. I just couldn't process that I'm a parent. I don't even know how to describe it.
Also, after you've gone through labour, you're quite shaky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything, like...
I was, and, like, my so chin was, like, going... I was like, why am I... Is there something wrong with me? And I just kept... You know, the more you read, the more you find out, the more you worry. So I was like, maybe I read a bit too much. Yeah. So, yeah, I just kept thinking... Oh, we can't let her down. I just felt my God, we're so young. What kind of life is she going to have? But luckily, we had such a supportive family.
Yeah.
We were there for each other and worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out well.
So how did those first few months and years like look?
Busy.
Yeah, very busy. And I feel like we had to cram everything in one go.
Really?
It was like, okay, what's next? What's next? Yeah, what's next? We just were on the go.
Make sure you do this, you do this, you do this. And it's like...
We just decided, like, you go to uni first.
Yeah.
When you're finished, then I'll go.
We'll
then swap. You do this.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a full-on plan. And when I say plan, I mean she made a plan. And I said, yes, let's do it. So she's like, you go to uni. I was like, okay, yeah, I want to go uni. So what should I do next?
Yeah.
So that was a plan for me to go and finish sort of what I wanted to do. And then when she goes, and I can kind of fall back a little bit and look after Tasia and stuff. So, yeah, that was a plan. And I think it worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well done.
Did you stay at your parents' house during
that? Yeah, I think we stayed for about a year and a half. And then it was like, no, this is getting too
crammed.
Yeah. We need our own space. And then we got somewhere and then never looked back.
Yeah, the constant crying at nighttime, getting up, doing bottles and stuff. I've never done this before. Yeah.
You know what's so strange? I didn't hear her crying at nighttime.
Because she's a very, like, deep sleep.
Yeah. I just didn't hear a thing. I'd never heard her crying in the first couple of weeks. I think maybe I was exhausted.
Yeah.
So I just didn't hear anything. He'd be like... The baby's crying.
The nights, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, again. Like, how many times is she going to do this? It was so, I just don't think we were prepared. And then I think after a month, it was like, I know what to do now.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I know what to do now.
And what was your mum like during that time? Did she try and just leave you to it a bit?
No, she was very hands on. In our culture, I'm from Ghana. Usually, when a woman gives birth, she doesn't do anything for the first couple of weeks or months. So she would bring me food. She'd take the baby, I'd sleep. I just thought, oh, okay. It's only at nighttime. She was like, I'm going to sleep. This is your time. But during the day, oh my God, she would just take her. I'd have a nap. She'd change her, wash her, do everything that needed to be done during the day. And then she's like, when it gets to the nighttime, then, because she worked, you know, she couldn't stay up all night.
Yeah,
and she took off, I think, was it 2 weeks to stay home just so she could get me through the first hurdle.
Yeah.
I think without that, I think I would have struggled a bit more.
Yeah.
Especially as a first-time parent, you don't really know what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, they can write it in all the books and you can read about it, but it's not the same. Everybody has a different experience. So I think with Tasia, she just, in the first couple of weeks, it was just, oh my God.
I find it fascinating though. I thought it was so fun for me. Not fun, like, you know, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, he enjoyed nighttime.
It was just to look at a child, like, this is my child.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make her a bottle. I'm going to make her, so I'm feeding her. So if I don't feed her, she'll be hungry. So I'm just doing all these things. I'm just like, it's weird because, yeah, I'm just the parent. I would like to get her changed. I'm watching when you're bathing her and stuff. And it's like, this is so cool. I can't wait to bath her next.
Yeah,
Smooth her little feet, putting her socks on. And, you know, we bought a lot of matching outfits. Well, she bought a lot of matching outfits for her. So putting her clothes on, you know, you've got like number one dad and number all that stuff there. So I remember the top even just saying,
I love my daddy.
So that was like my favorite top for her, to put on the top. So whenever you go out and come back,
she had that t-shirt on. I'm like, can we give this t-shirt a rest now?
So the small things like that, we
still got that t-shirt. Yeah, and Mally wore it. The only one that didn't wear it was TJ, because it was like
my favorite t-shirt. Yeah. It's this small. So so that's why I enjoyed it. It was really nice. New experience for me.
Yeah. But it felt busy, obviously, because you were doing uni, then you started your stuff. So it must have felt like...
Hectic.
Yeah.
Very hectic. It almost felt like the days were not long enough.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I didn't even get this done. And then I'd realise, like, oh wait, my room is a mess. Stuff like that, I didn't even like think of. I'm just like, oh my God, I forgot. I have to actually make time for this now.
Yeah.
Or make time for that. They take up so much of your day.
Well, did you feel like you were able to enjoy it?
I definitely did, yeah. Mm. Especially, I think, with our family's support, it made it enjoyable because we were able to
relax,
breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just getting into the swing of things that were obviously difficult. But after we got into the swing of it,
we still had time to like kind of like go out, leave her with your mum and go out and go to cinema or something and just relax.
Yeah, and that's one thing. They encouraged that quite a lot.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, do you guys maybe want to go to the cinema? And we're just like, oh, really?
I think it's really fascinating, actually, when parents do that, because my parents aren't together, but they still will say to us, take some time.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's because they're not together, but, you know, how important it is to make sure that you two have that time to just connect in a way that isn't, I've got a million things to do and don't even look at me and ask me anything actually because I'm full.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I mean, Tasia is now how old? 14?
Yeah.
14.
14.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we've got a 14-year-old.
I know.
This is what we do all the time. Like, we sit there and it's still
even when we look at her, we're like, Tasia. Yeah, like, Tasia. Like,
but part of you also must still feel like, I don't feel like I'm aging.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I mean, are we real adults? I don't think we're at the peak of adulthood yet.
You always think you're young.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I always feel like I'm young when we're around Tasia. Like, I'm still the
same
person. I think
she kept us young as well.
Yeah, I'm still the same person I was, you know, when she was born. Mm. So I raise her and my knee hurts. I'm like, wait.
Or she says something, you say something and she's like, oh, you can't cringe. And I'm like, oh, Tay, you might not be that cool anymore, you know?
No. I'm like, when she was a kid, everything I did was funny.
Yeah.
Everything I did was funny. Whatever joke.
And now she just side-eyes him like,
I make a joke. I made the same joke. And she's like, that's not funny.
She's like, don't say that in 2023. And I'm like, oh, the year is not acceptable to say that anymore.
Yeah, but it's so weird to see them grow like that, because I've seen her from the beginning to now seeing her, that, like, what, she's taller than you. I know she's going to be having me saying
she
that.
Keeps reminding she's taller than you now. Hi, little sis, and she'll put her arm on my shoulder, and I'm just like,
It's so nice to have seen them grow up.
How are things different heading into pregnancy number two? You know, finding out that news.
That was a lot better, obviously, because it was like, we knew.
We're a bit older now.
We're planning for this baby. We're a bit older.
The pregnancy was different, though. I remember you said it was quite bad, wasn't it, Melly?
Not the pregnancy.
Oh, the pregnancy.
The labour was, oh, my God. If I had Mally first, I don't think I would have gone again.
Yeah.
Really?
It was that off-putting. I was like, I'm never doing this again. Never. So TJ was a surprise.
Really?
He was a surprise. Yeah. I'll be honest, he was a surprise. But Mally, if I had her first, I don't know if I would have gone back. I was so traumatised by it. I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Really?
Never.
I think the first time ever looking at her, and I felt sorry for her. I know I felt sorry for her with Tasia. This one, I actually nearly cried.
It was, I looked at him and I was like, are you okay? And he's like, no, you don't look right.
I was so emotional.
So talk me through it. What happened during that?
It was so long. I can't even remember how. It was just long. I remember it starting on the Friday and she didn't come till Monday.
Right.
So it was slow. And the pain was just, I think I compared it to Tasia's labour. I was like, okay, I know what's going to come.
Yeah.
But this was like, oh my, I didn't even get a chance to breathe. I'm like, oh my God, it's rapid.
Constant,
but then she wasn't coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kept saying to him, I was like, oh, I don't want to have epidural. I don't, because I'm going to be bound to the bed. I'm not going to be able to get up. I don't want to do it. I had to. I was like,
and I remember,
physically, it was
even
a lot.
That though, I think women, we get into our heads, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And sometimes we do just have to go.
Yeah. I would say to every mother to be, every parent to be, if you want to take pain relief, do it. I don't think personally it makes any difference to you as a parent.
No.
It doesn't make any difference.
But we get things stuck in our heads,
don't
we? I am.
And everyone tells you,
I'm going to have no pain relief. My baby will not have a dummy.
Yeah.
You know, all those things.
And people ask you, oh, did you have it natural? And I'm just like,
you don't get an extra reward.
What is natural? That's not natural to be in that much pain. And there's a pain relief there.
She put me in the situation, because before this, she told me, whatever happens,
yeah,
make sure I don't get epidural.
I was like, under no circumstances, do not, I don't care what I say. I was so adamant.
So I went there, I don't know what this was. I was like, okay, just no epidural, I know that. So she got on the bed and then the lady was like, no, she was like, give me epidural. I got, no, but I remember you said no epidural.
And his voice at that point, epidural. I was like, stop talking. Like,
I was like,
I said I want an epidural, stop talking.
So I didn't know what this was. And I just put it in her back. So I was watching her the whole time and you were shaking and stuff. And I felt so sorry for her. I had to hold her hand. And I felt like, all these nurses are putting all this stuff in, you know. I'm like, wow, this is. Then I get scared because I'm like, oh my God, I hope she makes it because it was really bad.
Yeah, so it sounds so dramatic, but I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die.
It is dramatic.
This is so bad.
It is dramatic, and we know that, you know, it's a massive thing for your body to go through. Women do die in childbirth.
And then the thing is,
that.
Even saying I feel dramatic, it's like you're almost embarrassed to say you felt so bad that you were admitting that you felt bad. I was like, I don't think I'm going to... I said to him, I was like, I'm not... Like, something's wrong. This is really bad. Like, it just wasn't... Yeah, it was hard. And my recovery was a lot longer. I just felt like, this doesn't feel the same. Yeah. What happened?
you got older.
Exactly.
It's true. And I'm like, this doesn't feel the same. This feels so much harder this time. And I just remember, like, even still having like a bit of a bump. And I was like, oh, this is different. That pregnancy.
So funny, isn't it? Because so often we say not to compare ourselves to others, but actually
I was comparing myself to myself.
Yeah.
To 18-year-old Shannon. Yeah. And I was like, but after I had Tasia, I remember physically seeing my stomach like drop. Literally, it just, like, well, I don't know if it was just water or what, but it just dropped. So when I got back up, I just looked like me again. But then the second time around, I was like, okay, this is the experience they were talking about. And this is now my turn to have it. It was a lot. It was a lot.
And how did you feel, you know, when the labour was
over?
Out? Yeah.
I felt just happy that I made it, to be honest. I was like, I didn't think, I was just like, this is so bad. But in terms of like how I felt within, even though I was thinking it was going to be the same experience, I don't think I was too bothered by it because, you know, like you've just had a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I felt also I'm a lot older at that age. So, you know, like, okay, this is just part of it. And you've got your baby. You know, like the baby is the big prize at the end.
It felt like a proper, like, oh, this is a family. There's two kids. There's the parents. Yeah. Like, I take one kid. You take one kid. This is, oh, what are you doing?
Like,
you
know, and Tasia was like, oh my God, I've got a baby sister.
Did she love it?
Oh my God. She wouldn't even let me get a minute. I'm like, Tasia, I need to feed the baby now. She's like, just one more minute. And she would like want to do skin to skin with her. Oh. She was only 8. She wanted to do the skin to skin. And oh, she was so hands-on, just loved being a big sister. She was the only child for 8 years.
Yeah.
So to have someone in the house, it was like, yes.
And I was there just like, okay, there's 3 girls now. I'm trying to calculate, but there's a lot of girls.
Yeah,
there.
You were outnumbered.
Yeah, I was outnumbered.
So by that point, you were just like, actually, after that hard labour.
No, I was like, okay, I don't think I'd do that again. And then how about 2 years later, I was like,
turning into your mum.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, something doesn't feel right. But I just didn't, I don't know what I was thinking. I was on birth control. I just don't know. But thank God.
What was it that you were feeling with my third, with that surprise? I can just remember feeling, it was December and I was wrapped up in loads of blankets, but the heating was on.
Yeah.
But I was cold.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, gosh, I haven't felt cold like this since I was pregnant with,
oh no. Yeah. That's that realisation.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you're in a TV show and they say something like, I haven't, and they flinch. That's how it felt for me as well. Yeah. I remember I don't usually get headaches, touch wood, and hardly ever have headaches. And then I started to get like more headaches and I was like, why do I keep it? And then when I go to brush my teeth, I would feel so nauseous. And that's the one thing with me with pregnancy. I was like, oh my God, it's starting again. I said to him, Tay, I was literally going to throw up brushing my teeth. I don't know what's happening. And he was like, oh. He knows.
I know.
He
knew.
As soon as the toothpaste hit my mouth, I'm like, straight away.
I know all the signs now.
Yeah.
Professional.
He literally went, oh.
Yeah, I knew how many weeks she was and everything. I was like, about 4 weeks. Yeah, 4 weeks in you are, mate. So, yeah. And that was
it. That was a surprise. But not like a, surprise. It was like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, it was, It was like, okay, here we go again. And then I was like, I just hope it's a boy and then I don't have to do it again. So,
but how different was that pregnancy compared to the other two?
I actually found TJ's pregnancy quite easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard. In comparison to Tasia's was the worst.
The birth was easy. I think she just sneezed.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours.
Because it was
2 hours and I was quick. Like, oh,
I nearly missed it.
Lovely.
I nearly missed the whole that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. It was so quick. Because I weren't allowed in. I was with Mally.
Right.
So they weren't allow her in. So I waited for her mum to come. Yeah. We actually vlogged it. It's on YouTube, isn't it?
That's why I remember it so vividly.
It was on YouTube.
We watched it.
So everyone probably knows what I'm talking about now. So it was literally, I couldn't go in. So I was waiting for Shan's mum to come. And also, I never looked. Her mum told me never to look.
And I always tell him, don't look. I'm like, just please, just don't.
Really?
Yeah,
I always tell him, please, just don't look. I don't want you to see.
That's her thing. I've always wanted to look, but she just don't look. I said, no problem. So the first two I didn't look. This one, I looked by accident.
Yeah, because he came in as TJ was coming out.
I just walked in and I was like, I saw TJ. I saw
and you
my
know
son.
What's so funny? I feel so bad now. I wish I would have let you see the others now because even when he looked at that point, I didn't even care.
Yeah.
I didn't even care.
I saw his head and I was like, so now it's like when I see him now growing, I'm like, wow, I remember you from.
Yeah,
he was born like that quick.
So quick.
Sneeze, put me out.
If all my labels were like that, I'd have about 10.
There you go. We're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. Remember I said, yeah.
I'd have 10. It was easy.
Yeah.
But that must have been such a relief, having a labour like that compared to the one before.
Yeah, I remember praying. I was like, God, please, just let this one be easy. Like, I genuinely prayed, like, please, I can't go through that again. Just please, this will be the last one. I'm not going to do it again. Like, I just felt like, I can't do that again. It was too much.
I Gosh. And what was it like bringing TJ home?
Oh, the girls were excited because he was a boy. It was just different.
Finally put a boy. Yeah. I think everybody, because we put it on social, so we had a whole
live gender reveal.
So no one knew what we were going to have. I remember just having to say no, so it's a boy. Mm-hmm. Everyone was so happy and I brought him home. I was looking at him like, okay, this is my boy. And he's got my name as well. So he's like...
And I kept looking at him like, you're a boy!
Yeah, that's his thing. That was constantly, I kept hearing that.
Do you remember? You're a boy. Even now, sometimes when I see him, I'm like, you're a boy! So he says it. He's like, I'm a boy!
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't waste no time in getting the matching clothes. I wear a lot of durags.
Yeah, this is the first time you actually went shopping for the baby.
I went shopping. I knew exactly
on
what
your
to
own.
Buy. Yeah, so it was like, everything I wear, I get a smaller version. So I wear these durags at home a lot. So I just put a durag on him. So when she comes back, she's like, what's happening here? The same vest, the same shorts, you know? Mm. Yeah, loved it.
What point did you start vlogging and sharing stuff online?
You and Tasia always did it.
This is before Mally was born, right?
Yeah.
When it first really started, it was just me and Tasia.
Right.
They'd send me videos. I was working in the gym and I started really early, like 6:30 in the morning. So he was like, send me videos of them getting ready for school and in the car. It would just, I swear, it would really brighten my morning up. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are so funny. The vibe, the music.
And it's
like,
just, that's just to her. That wasn't
that was. I was the only viewer at that point.
Yeah, one view.
Like, just put it on Facebook. Like, it's so good. Put it on Facebook.
Are you sure? Put it on Facebook. Yeah, put it on Facebook. It'll be funny.
Not for anyone else to see, more just for our family
because
and friends.
Had, our family was like, my mum was on there, my uncle's on there.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, everyone's going to find it really funny. Just post it.
And then, it got a lot of views.
Was your page private?
My page
wasn't private.
No, it wasn't private.
So then it just kept getting hit.
It kept getting like, people were seeing it. And then we just started doing it every morning. It was like on the way to school. We're just singing and dancing to songs.
I'd check in. I'm like, oh, 8:30, they're on the way. And I'd check in and watch it.
I was seeing comments, do more. We love it. And it was just us being ourselves, natural, just singing and dancing. I think that's when it started, really, with the videos, isn't it? With Tasia. Yeah, I think it just kicked off from there, really.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I watched one, but I know that I've seen it before. Oh, I don't,
Mally,
the one where she's going to get out of the car. Is that moment for me?
Oh, right.
Where
she's
already done a few songs and then she goes to get out of the car and you're like, what are you doing?
Oh, and I've got a shade.
I've got a dance. Like, the music's got her.
It's so crazy because everyone sees that part, but they don't know that Tasia was one that did it first. Like, she used to do all the videos and stuff. That's when it kind of, we started doing it seriously then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before it was just recording here and there. Now it was like, okay, we're in a car. Let's make skits.
Let's make skits
in the car. And Tasia, that's when I realised, wow, okay, my daughter can act. Like, she's really good at acting. Like, she really enjoys acting and singing and dancing. And this is all before Mally was born.
Mm-hmm.
And Mally just kind of, when she was born, all she saw was Tasia.
I feel like she's been a musical babe. Like, she just, if anything, she was the one, like, she loved music.
Yeah.
Like, if you'd play music for her, she'd just go silent and listen. And you see her eyes, like, trying to process it. And then as she got older, then she started to do like a little bop. She loves music.
I send you videos as well. So she used to go to work and I used to do a night shift. So we swapped. Mm-hmm. So I did home during the day watching work.
Yeah.
And that's where Mally, I thought I got her music from. I'm a DJ, so I have a lot of music up and stuff. So we played old school music and Mally just knew the words. Like, this is young. And she just...
I remember hearing him, he was playing a song and she was singing along. And you know when you just kind of...
Did you? She knows the words.
Yeah. That song. And I was like, she knows the words. And it was like, okay, car video.
I'll video and then.
I mean, it must make car journeys really easy.
Yeah.
So easy. Because all we have to do is turn on the music and all the arguing stops, everything else stops. So if the car is quiet, and then it's like, don't look out my window.
Yeah.
Don't look at me, Mum. She looked at me and I'm just like, oh my God. Why is the music not on? So we just have to turn it on.
I knew that she's into music a lot.
Yeah.
Like, she could listen to a song one time and know the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I don't know the lyrics yet.
She will literally watch his mouth.
When I'm singing, when I'm thinking, and then she's watching my mouth, like, just watching. Then I'll see it again. She knows the words.
Yeah. And she's like that with books. If she reads a book, she'll be able to remember the word. And I'm like, how do you do that?
It's so good.
She knows it like word for word. And she's like, no, that's not what happened. You have to go back because this is what happened. I'm like,
really?
She knows
really
smart. She's very, very good with things like that. Very good.
With all the like content and stuff that you create as well, I think what's amazing about it, because it doesn't feel like overproduced and forced, you're able to look back at your family life.
It is
Do you know what I mean? You forget so much. Mm-hmm. But actually, with having that, And people will have that whether they share it or not. I think we're in such a good age to be able to look back at those memories, because you just forget.
Yeah.
I forget that my, you know, 9-year-old used to do things, you know, but I look at a video and I'm like,
And you kind of like mourn that person and you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to see that baby again.
Yeah,
it feels so strange.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, like, that's baby Mally now. It's not Mally anymore, or baby Tasia, you know. Even we watched a video last week with TJ and he couldn't pronounce one of his auntie's names. Her name's Auntie Katia, but he said Akita. So when we watched it, we were all like, TJ! Yeah.
And I think, honestly, that's the reason why I kind of started doing it. Because it was mainly, like I said, me and TJ were in the car singing and dancing. Yeah. And there was much more to that. It wasn't just us singing and dancing. And I remember people was always... Someone actually left a comment on Twitter a long time ago and saying, oh, he must be a weekend dad because we only see him and his child in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, so he must be a family.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. Cool.
Show you.
Okay, cool. Let's go home and show you guys there is a family at home. Yeah. And so then that's when I kind of like start showing my home life in terms of anything. Maybe Shan's cooking something and we're just kind of, you know, the camera's there. What are you making? And then it was like...
And it's so weird because we were like, this is mainly our family were the only ones like watching us.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, guys, I just saw you. What's they doing now? And it's so weird. So when it did get a bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like when it did go out there a bit more, we were like, oh, people actually watch us. Like people watch us.
They're watching us and stuff. But it's, I think the best thing, like you said, we was just being normal family is what you're saying. So some days, the video I remember actually, I think Tasia got in trouble for something. I don't know what happened was. So you shouted at her for something. I didn't record that, but she was upset. So I've gone there. I was like, Tasia, what's my bike? It was like, I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
She told me not to. She said, leave her alone.
I said, no, it was her swimming kit or something.
Happened with swimming kit.
Yeah.
But she goes, leave her alone because she's in trouble. So I've gone and got her a drink. I made her stuff, like snacks and stuff, and I sneaked it in and I gave it to her. Why?
And I was like, so this is what you're doing after I'm trying to like teach her a lesson here.
I forgot. I was like, wait, I'll put it on social. She's going to see it. So it was quite fun with that kind of, you know, you get to fun family life. Yeah.
And I think showing the actual sides of it, because that's how you were with Tasia.
Yeah.
I always say Tasia, she's got him wrapped around her little finger. I'm like, do you not see this though? She's supposed to be learning a lesson. You've taken her sweets.
Yeah. That's what I mean, it's the truth. Now I've seen it now, yeah.
I mean, can you believe looking back where it all started to where you are now? Like if you could tell yourself.
I never would have believed it. Never. I'd be like, but how? It's just us being a family, like that's not a job.
Yeah.
How? Like, what do you mean? So even sitting here now, I'm just like, oh my God, this all came from singing in the car and just being a family.
We appreciate every single moment because it's like, you never know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, I get a joy out of this because I always say this, but I get to do it with my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me by myself. I'm just, it's like, I'm with my wife, I'm with my kids. And it's like, my kids are getting opportunities. Like Tasia's doing a movie now. And it's like, all these things would have never happened, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like
and those days of like rushing for the school run and in the morning, all right, I'll see you at 6:30 here, meet me there, do this, I'll drop off that. And now it's like, okay.
And it was a plan,
we can do everything together. And it's like, we're at home when the kids come home or if we're not, at least there's someone, like they can come or they're with family. I think it's elevated the family life even more.
Because I think back to when Tasia was born and we sat in the hospital, we're like, okay, what do we do next?
Mm.
Well, that's what I mean. And also, like, looking back to that, where first of all, find out you were pregnant, all that fear and everything, if you could go back and say to that...
Don't worry.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
You'll be fine.
Honestly, if I could have told myself that, my journey would have been a lot less teary.
Yeah.
A lot less
It'll
teary.
It'll be fine. Like, don't... And my thing, I think I'll say, is more like kind of, you don't have to have it all together now.
Yeah.
It will come.
Yeah.
I know you're a dad now. It doesn't mean you got to have the finances right. You got to have the... It's just take your time. Just...
And I don't know if you agree, this isn't it so much more about like being successful or anything. I just thought, how do we manage being a family?
Yeah.
That was my main worry. Yeah, it wasn't even about anything else. I just thought, oh my God, we're so young. Are we going to stay together? Like, are we doing the right thing for her? That was my main concern. Like, just getting through it.
Yeah.
That was the main concern.
I think a lot of people had that kind of doubt because we are young. So they expect us to not be together for a long time because 12 is a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20 years now we've been together. And we're in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So to say to someone, okay, I'm 32 and I've been my wife missus since I was 20.
And then they stop and they stare and they're like, so how old were you?
And I'm like, yeah, they're doing maths. They're like, yeah, we were 12. But it was like, I just feel like we've gotten tighter and tighter and tighter. And I feel like it's just nice because it was not the same boy and girl from school. We've got a family now. We've got all this stuff now. So it was like, it's nice to look back. And I look back a lot, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Learn
I'm
so grateful grow for, together for, has been, it's been a ride, but a good one.
If you could write a letter on motherhood and fatherhood, who would it be to and what would you say?
I would say it to every expectant parent to be. Exactly what Tay just said. You don't have to have it all together right now. I think there's one thing that I think we've learned as being parents is to always be an example of what you want your child to be.
Yeah.
And then you know you're doing okay because you're growing together, you're learning together. You do better because you want your child to do better.
Mm.
So I feel like that relationship there is really strong. And just remember to, like, don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, I know it sounds really cliche and like, oh, don't worry. No, don't worry too much. Even if your child acts up in, I don't know, in a restaurant one day, they're not a bad child. Like, they don't get it. Certain things I wish I knew back then that I know now.
Because also, as a parent, when that situation happens, it's actually more about you.
Yes, and you feel like it's about you, but it's not.
Yeah, the pressure that you feel to have your child that behaves in a way that's acceptable in a restaurant, it then interferes with how you interact with your child.
Because you just want them to stop now.
Yeah.
Whereas it's never about you. They're just being their age. And
it's so hard when you're in it, isn't it?
It's so hard. Even sometimes I'm like, sit down. And then I realised, like, no, he's four, he's bored.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's bored. He's had enough of sitting here listening to you guys talk about what you're going to wear next Saturday or whatever. He's just being himself. So I think sometimes you have to give them a lot of grace as well, and give yourself grace, even if you do find yourself sit down. Just give yourself grace that you lost it a little bit, and just continue and be better the next day.
Yeah.
I think, to be fair, I think more or less the same. Mine will be to other dads, and I will say it's okay not to know sometimes.
Mm.
But we feel like, as a dad, I got all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to me. I can fix this. I can do this. I can do this. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you're not going to know the answers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the answers sometimes. So this is why I have you. I have my wife to help me. I have other friends, people to help me. Just ask. So I'll say, talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ask questions if you're feeling some way. Because women go through all these things after they have kids and stuff. But men go through it as well.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to protect your family and do this and do that. And it's like, just relax. Yeah. Like, it's going to come. It will come. The finances will come. You will learn as they get older. Because I'm still learning. You know, I got three kids, but
yeah,
I'm
don't learning. Ever stop learning.
And I do, and I will get it wrong. I've got it wrong many times. And there's times where I've maybe shouted at my daughter or something, and you know, and she'd be like, "Hey, go back and talk to her."
Because
I don't think that was handled right. And instead of me being having ego and stuff, I'll go back and be like, "I apologize." You know, so it's all these things is learning. So I'm still learning now. I feel like you're never gonna actually know about being a dad. You know, you're just going to learn as you go.
Yeah.
It's such an important thing, I think, being able to go in and say, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
I shouldn't have spoken to you. Even though I shouldn't have spoken to you like that, or I shouldn't have answered you like that.
Yeah.
Just be kind of letting them recognise that, you know, no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We make mistakes. And acting in the way that you want them to, in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to make mistakes, and being able
to...
You know,
and to be honest, I always say this, but she's really good at that. And I feel like that's why, again, while I was saying learning, you learn from people.
Because
I'm learning that part from her. So in terms of just being calm, like, what's wrong with her? I'll look at her and be like, for example, finish your food. You have to finish it. You ain't got a choice. You've got to finish that food. And her, you're like, no, but speak to, like, you know, speak to
maybe
her.
Maybe she's
and
full.
Maybe she's full. Maybe what's going on and something.
Like, or she doesn't like it.
Yeah,
I just feel like, you know, as much as our parents were supportive and very calm and there for us, old school parenting is finish your food. You don't talk back. You don't do this. You don't do that. And I'm like, no, because they're people as well. We have to kind of give them a little bit of, you know, they're human.
And when you speak to them, they're actually cool.
They're all right.
They're actually cool. No, I didn't realise it. I was like, okay. Yeah, so they're actually really cool.
It made the communication
better. Like, I sit down with my daughter. I'm like, wow, you are cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I can't say we're cool, can I? She'll be like, don't say we're
like
cool.
Like in 2023.
I said, cool. But actually, I speak to her. I'm like, she's actually really interesting to speak to. It's not just, you always hear, oh, the kids talk about rubbish or whatever. No, she's actually really and we're having deep conversations. I'm laughing and she's talking about what happened in school and what she did, and like go to the room and be like, what happened over there in school?
He goes back for follow-ups. Like, what happens? And I'm like, oh, my God, wait, let her come to us.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Like, you can't leave me on a cliffhanger. I need to know what happened. Like, what happened? So it was like, we're literally that tight as a family. So we're always in each other's business. Well, we're in their business more than, but it's...
They don't care about
you. Yeah,
they don't even ask.
No, man, but yeah, I think that's what I'll say to our parents and stuff.
Yeah. We finish with you answering three sentences. The first one is being a mum means, or being a dad means.
Being a mum means to me is being a safe space for somebody else. Like being able to make that person feel better, or at least comfort and assist them in that hard time or whatever they need. Whether it's hard, happy, I like being that safe space. So when something good does happen to them, it's, oh my God, let me tell mum. Or if something bad happens, oh my God, I need to tell mum.
Yeah.
I love that feeling. I love it because I'm like, yes, let me get into action. This is where I go. I love it. I love that. So being a safe space for me.
I think mine will be protection. So when, you feel safe around me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I'm be able to just protect my children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll say mine is.
Nice.
Since having children, I
haven't slept well. I'd say that. I'll be honest. I haven't had a good night's sleep. It's been worth it, but haven't had like a good sleeping pattern. I'd say that.
I want to be honest. Since
You've
having,
slept.
I've slept right? well. Since having kids, you know what? I put on weight. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. Listen,
we're not selling it.
You were 18 and you were dancing then. You were
I was dancing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I put on weight. I mean, maybe I think it's okay.
You didn't even carry the baby.
I didn't carry the baby, but it's, I put on weight with the second one, the third one, because it's like, I don't know why I put on weight, really. I think it's just, I know why I put on weight. I get too excited. I got kids now, so we're snacking, we're doing all these things, and it's like, she would tell me,
and this is where the boring person comes in. I'm like, stop it, it's too much.
She'd be like, make sure you're out. I'm making dinner. Don't get no food. I'd be like, let's get one ice cream.
Yeah.
I do all this, and we come home, so.
And they come home and don't want to eat, and I'm like, did you eat?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And I'm like,
so I've got a thing with me and my
but
daughter.
Can your kids not say, though? If we say to them, don't say anything, like, you can have this Maltese, whatever it is, but don't say it, tell anyone else.
Mally
they will walk
and
into the
TJ
room.
Will tell me before yeah. they've even taken
terrible
their shoes
lies.
Off. We had chocolate.
Terrible lies. Like,
and I'm like,
do you have chocolate? No.
No. I didn't have the blue one. And I'm like, okay.
That's what I think, yeah. So me and my daughter now, we do a thing where we try different drinks and different juices. And she's on TikTok, so she's always looking at all these random desserts.
Yeah,
so
I'm
like, oh, what you got there? So we're always eating. So I put on weight.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm happy when
we're together and we're just chill. Nothing needs to be done. I don't care about what's going on with the laundry. I just like it when we're chilling. He's sometimes like, but don't you find that a bit boring? I'm like, no, I just like it when we're still.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happiest when we're all together.
Yeah, I think I'm happy when they're happy. Yeah, when I see them just in a good mood, every day, just playing outside.
I actually see that. Because then he goes and like admires them. Yeah, and I'm like, look at you getting all sentimental.
Proper dad mode.
It doesn't matter what happens throughout the day. How many of your kids have lost it? How many times there's been? They have that moment. They have
where
the
you just, and you're like, annoying cuties.
I sit there and I put the typical dad pose and I put my hands on my waist like this and I just stand and I look and I'm like, this is my family. So I'm happy. Everyone's happy. Yeah. She's smiling and they're happy. If everyone's happy, then I've done my job. So
and then
I'm happy.
Someone looks at someone and then it's like, oh, here we go again.
So, but yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy. My family's happy. So
yeah,
I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you.
So nice. We're back. Isn't it? Memories. Oh wow.
Took me back.
Yeah.
That was good. Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
We have something very exciting to talk about today. Happy mum, happy baby. Well, we are expanding. We're only releasing our very first record. Yes, Move Over McFly, Move Over Tom Fletcher. It's all about Happy Mum, Happy Baby. We're going into music, people. We have teamed up with Decca Records and LifeScore to build a one-stop shop for quality, trustworthy, educational music for baby, toddler and parent. Music is such a massive part of our family and I'm so thrilled with what we've created. I can't wait for you to hear it. Now, it's worth saying that all the sounds on the album, they are played by real instruments and they feature real nature sounds. There is nothing processed. It is all organic. And all of the music aims to be enjoyable listening experience for both the child and the parent. No plonky plonky piano. It's all just beautiful musicians with their instruments. Honestly, it's a joy to listen to. We all know the number one rule for getting your little one to sleep is to stick to a trusted routine. And my hope with this album is that our creation can be a part of that and make bedtime an easier transition for all. The Ultimate Baby Sleep album is here and it encompasses three parts of baby sleep. And it runs in three sections. Wind down, going to sleep and staying asleep, running seamlessly from top to bottom for the ultimate baby sleep experience. And each section lasts around 30 minutes. So let's delve into each section and tell you what they're about. The wind down is a perfect calming music for bath time and any other pre-bed activity. This encourages special bonding time between parent and baby to prepare for sleep. The melodies I've chosen to feature within the music have a very special place within my own experience of sleep routine. I loved singing little ditties or little lullabies and this, it's just got that lovely gentle, melodic feeling to it. The melodies can be easily hummed by parents to capture the bonding power of a parent's voice. And actually, as you listen to the music, you might even catch a few melodies of some traditional classics that would just, they just fill my heart with such love. The next section we have is called Going to Sleep. How we created this was so interesting, and I absolutely loved the recording process to kind of really feel that breath actually of the musicians as they were playing. It also features natural sounds and it entwines the lullabies from the previous wind down to encourage baby to nod off at their own pace and in a relaxed state of mind. Those two sections, they kind of work together and they build. We've found that this is the ideal transition for baby to acknowledge that it is now time to go to sleep. And then the next section, the final section, is during sleep or staying asleep. I like to call it staying asleep because that's the dream, people. But it provides 30 minutes of natural and environmental white noise derived from nature sounds. And then actually this leads into an additional 9.5 hours of natural white noise for babies to prefer continuous white noise once asleep. No waking up in the middle of the night to press a little button on a sheep. Not anymore. There's been so much thought and love poured into these tracks. We've gone through so many different versions. I've pulled on the music that I love, that makes me feel nice and calm. And together with LifeScore and Decca Records, we've really created something that I feel is really magical. I've played it to my kids. They love it. I'm so thrilled. Could you imagine they didn't? And actually, I have to say that even as an adult, sitting at my desk and listening to different versions, I have often fallen asleep in the best way, in a very contented way. Some might call it work, some might call it a nice little nap. Either way, I loved it, and it was all because of this album. With 12 hours of continuous music to help your baby sleep through the night, we are so proud to introduce you to Happy Mum, Happy Baby, the Sleep Album. I can't wait for you to hear it and then for you to tell me how you're getting on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.